The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yumadaf Mem Beis. The Gemara discusses in Amud Aleph the fact that Shechita lav avoidihi, Shechita is not a regular avoidah. Tosfos explains, one of the Pshat and Tosfos explains is that Shechita is doch something that a Zor could do, because you see that the same act could be performed on a behemoth of Kulut. Has to be performed on a behemoth of Kulut. I mean, Shechita by Be'etzem is not something that's only found by Kodesh, therefore it does not need a Kohen to do. It has to be done with Tnoim of Kedusha, it has to be done Lishma, and so on and so forth, but it doesn't have to be done by a Kohen, by Bigdei Kun, it can be done by a Zor in the Beis HaMikdosh. There's an interesting Kasha, whereas the Gemara by us says that the Poroish of Kohen Gadol has to be shechted by Kohen Gadol, can't be done by a Zar. The Gemara in the beginning of Chulin discusses all Sugya by Richus, Dafyud, Dafyud Aleph. How do we know the Halach? We have a Klal B'chola Teir Kula, Rubo Kekula. Where do we get the Klal from that Halach Basu Rubo? Where do we get the Klal that we go Basu Roif? Where does that come from? This is Svara, something that's made up. It goes to different, back and forth through different Mekoris. One of the Mekoris, Tosis brings up that L'chayri, one can bring a Makar from the fact that the Kehanim Shecht Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdosh. Every Shabbos is a Karbon Tom, the Karbon Musaf, so on. All the Karbonis that are Doicha Shabbos, L'chayri, there's no head to the Shecht of Karbon. Maybe it's going to be a Trefa. Maybe when you Shecht the Behemi, you're going to find that it's a Trefa. If it's a Trefa, you're Mechal Shabbos. What gives you a right? What gives the Kehanim a right to Shecht? Elamai, we're Semechan Aroiv. Roiv Behemi is Enim Trefis, which is the reason why Halach Lamaisa, one does not have to go through every part of the Behemi with a fine tooth comb to see if it's a Trefa. We have a Roiv that Behemi is Enim Trefis. The one thing that we do check, Halach Lamaisa, and it's complicated, is we check the lungs, because over there there's a Mir Taminka, Midrabonon, we say that anytime there's a Mir Tamotsui, we check. Even though roiv of something is not problematic, we mean amotzi, we check. It's the same reason why anything that has significant infestation of bugs, if roiv is infested, like cauliflower, you mechuyev to be biting deraisa. Strawberries, maybe. But if, no, I don't know, strawberries are not roiv. Cauliflower, there are only a few things that are mechuyev, and if you'd cook it, but the evidence would be awesome. Be awesome needs, becheskas. Full of bugs. There are some things that every once in a while it's infested. If it's a Mir Hamotzi, what is a Mir Hamotzi? Is it 20%, 10%, 2%? The big discussion in the place. In Pashtus, there's no one number. It means that it's a double ruggle to find bugs on that thing. So you have to check Midarabon. But Midaraisa, we follow Zechan Roiv. So Taisu says, L'chayra, the fact that Kahanim are allowed to Shecht Karbonis is a Raya. Now we go about to Roiv. Roiv Behenim Senim Trefis. Fract the Welt on Tosfos, what's the Raya? Maybe the way Karbonis, if you wouldn't have a din of Roiv, maybe you learn out Roiv from someplace else, but if there wouldn't be a din of Roiv, so even though you don't know the Behem is a Trefa, you have a Pashteita. The Halacha is, we pass in the Shnayim Shasua, two people that do a Malacha together, a Potter, the Tzadchil Shabbos. You get two people to Shecht the Behem together, and then you'll be Potter. What's your Raya from the fact that a Kohen shechted a Korban, that you go bust the Roiv? How would he be allowed to do an act of Chil Shabbos? So maybe he has to do it in a way that wouldn't be Chil Shabbos. He has to shecht it with somebody else. Says the Chassam Sofer, you write on Shabbos that he could do it with somebody else. But on Yom Kippur, there's halacha that the shechita of the behemoth, of the par, of the Kohen Gadol, could only be done by the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol would do it together with his Zohar, it would be possible. That means that there's a halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to shecht. There's a halacha that the Zohar is not allowed to shecht. If a Kohen Gadol would shecht with a Zohar, with a Kohen Hedid, who's like a Zohar, the Gemara says that a Kohen Hedid, the Gemara says, Yevam Esaf Lam Gimel, if a Zohar shechts if a Kohen Hedid shechts on Yom Kippur, he's even in his house. Seems clear that the gather of a Kohen Hedid not doing Avodah Yom Kippur is because the Kedusha Yom Kippur is such that the only Kohen who has a koyach of kuhuna on Yom Kippur is a Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Hedid. In that context, if he does it together, Kohen Gadol will shecht together with a Kohen Hedid or together with Yisrael, then it would be possible, he says. That would be your raya, because since they can't do it together, it would be possible. How does the Kohen Gadol shecht? Maybe it's an avoidah. Elamai, you have to go back to the raya, then the behemoth is not a treif. That's the cheshbon of the Chassam Sefer. Let's take a look at that for a second. The Gemara's Zvachim seems to indicate that a Yisrael and a Goy that shech together, what happens if a Yisrael can shech by himself, and the knife that does the act of shechita is done by a Yisrael and a Nochri together? In Tosefta, in the beginning of Chulin, it says, Mufurish that a Yid and a Goy that shech together are kosher. Now the halacha is obviously a Goy can't shech. Goy is not kosher. The shechita. And the Tosefta says the reason for that is because the pasuk says it's Zvachta. And a Goy is lav bar zvicha. Since he's not bar zvicha, he has no shaykhis with the mitzvah, with the isser of eating, not geshokt in the meat. He has no shaykhis with the mitzvah, he's not mechuyiv in the mitzvah of eating geshokt in the meat. He has no shaykhis with being able to facilitate the process of creating kosher meat. His shchita is a shchita of an eni bar zvicha. Masha'enkin, if he shechs together with the Yisrael, l'mais in the shchita inherent is a bar zvicha, so the shchita is kosher. It's well known that even though the Tosefta paskins that Yisrael and a Goy, like we just said, are kosher, the Rambam paskins the Yisrael and a Nochri that check together is possible. What's the pshat? The Achrenim discussed that one looks at the Rambam, what's the psul of a Goy shechti? So we just said, in a Barzvich, the Rambam seems to say something else. It's based maybe on other Makaris that are at odds with the Tosefta. The Rambam was Machri, like other prices, not like the Tosefta. The Rambam holds that when a Goy shechts, a Goy has a shechts avoy dezorah, it's as if the stam shechita of a Goy is his shechts avoy dezorah. There states in Pirshim Mishnayis, in the end of the first parak in Chulin. The Goy is shechting in a way which warps the shechita. The shechita is a davar shem kedusha, and when a Goy shechts, what he's doing is he's shechting it l'tumah. So the Rambam holds that a Goy, it's not just pshat that a Goy can't facilitate the heter of the shechita, a Goy can't facilitate the chalois of a behemoth being a shechuta. The Rambam holds that a shechita of a Goy is mekalkel. And a Mela, if a Yid and a Goy shech together, even though there's a Yid involved in the process, but the Goy is mekalkel and the Maisa has a kilkel in it, it's not a full Maisa shechita, it's like a half a Maisa shechita. The Goy attacks the Maisa shechita because his shechita is considered l'shem avoy dezor. The Rambam has a pasuk for that, and the shechita is possible. The Tosefta held that the problem with the Goy is that a Goy can't facilitate, a Goy can't create the reality of a heter shechita. Said if you do the ma'aseh, and in the ma'aseh is a Goy and a Yid together, so maybe you could shecht. Now let's discuss again, what does it mean when a Kohen Gadol, Chassam Sofer tells us, shechts together with a Kohen Hedid who's a Zor? So the shechita is possible. Is the din that a Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah Yom Kippur just a din that there's a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah? Some Rishonim sound that way. If that's the case, this text makes no sense. The Kohen Hedid is a Kohen. There's a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to create the korban. He's part of the Maisa. Kohen Gadol with a Kohen Hedid that would shech together. You have a Kohen Gadol as part of the Maisa. Shechita is kosher bizarre. There's halacha that on Yom Kippur you need a Kohen Gadol. As long as the Kohen Gadol is part of the Maisa, he gives it a shame like a Yisrael and a Goy together according to Tosefta. What we see is that the Rambam is holding that a Goy has a din like a Zor. A Zor, it's not just that his Shechita doesn't create a carbon, that his Avoida doesn't create a carbon. A Zor is Mechalal Aso Avoida. Any Maisa Avoida which has in it an element of Asiya Zor is Mechulal, it's possible. Similar to the concept that we just said, according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the shechita of a Goy and a Yid is possible because it's not just that the Goy can create Basar Shechita. The Goy passels the shechita. He renders the shechita l'shem avoyda zor. So to a zor, it's not just that he can't create a carbon with his avoyda, but he's mechal avoyda. In that sense, a Yisrael and a Goy, a Kohen Gadol, I'm sorry to say Yisrael and a Goy, the same thing, but a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedid, a Kohen Gadol and a zor that will shech, it'll be one will be mekalkel the other, and therefore the shechita will not be a good shechita. Midei Dabri, an interesting Indian about shechita zar b'korbanos. We have the Gemara by us. Gemara discusses that Shmuel Hanavi was derish as a young child, was derish in front of Eli HaKohen. It was mechadish this halacha that a zor is kosher, the shechita is korbanos. the Achronim, the Rishash and the Shaar HaMelech, want to be Medayik in the Lashon of Rashi, mentioned the Sugi in Yevamos. The Gemara says over there, that Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos is Chayiv. Rashi says, what does it mean Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos? The only thing that's a Malach on Shabbos is Shchita. Kabbalah Eloch Zvika is not a Malach. Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos Chayiv obviously is referring to Shchita. Rashi says that he shechted Ein Kan Isur Zarus. Yisrael was present in the Beis HaMikdash during the week. He's allowed to shecht the Gemara. The Gemara is a kosher. If he's in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, if he shechts, there's no Isur Zarus. Why is there only no Isur Zarus? It sounds like there's a... But there'll be an Isur of Chil Shabbos. Why should there be an Isur of Chil Shabbos? Korbanos on Shabbos have a heter. And a Zor, Shechita, of a Korban is Mutter. But this is the way that Achronim are Medayik. What's the Hesber? So Beis HaLevi explains that the reason why, even though a Zar's Shechita on a behemoth is kosher, and it's fine, it's like a tchila, but on Shabbos it wouldn't do, is because even when the Zar shechts, the one who's mechuyiv to do the mitzvah, who's mechuyiv in the mitzvah of bringing karbonos? Yisraelim are not mechuyiv. Look in the Rambam, the mitzvah of karbonos, of karbon talmid, and the regular seido avoido, every day in the Beis of English, was mutl, was a mechuyiv on the Kehanim. Yisrael are not mechuyiv. Yisrael give makta shekel, and they participate in avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. But they're not mechuyiv in the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Beis HaLevi, that milo is hutra b'shabbos, this that avoda in the Beis HaMikdash is hutra b'shabbos, is only because the ones who are doing it are mitzuvah b'kach, Yisrael standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Even if the shechita of his carbon is kosher, is he mitzuvah to shech the carbon? Is he mitzuvah b'kach, is not mitzuvah in carbon? So when he shechts, he's doing something, he's not mitzvah. That's an issue of Chil Shabbos. He might not have an issue of Zar, because the Zar is allowed to shecht, his shechit is kosher, but it's Chil Shabbos, because he's not mechuyiv bekach. The only ones that are not mechuyiv bekach are the Kehanim. L'maisa, there are Mekoyis also, that in the Korban Tomid, even though another Korbanis, again, like we said, a Zar could shecht and it's l'chitchila, but in Korban Tomid, l'chitchila is that a Kohen should shecht. Why? Because by other karbonis, the Kehanim are not mechuyiv to bring other karbonis. The people who bring the karbonis, person has a karbon chatos, shlomim, oil, whatever it is, the Kehanim are mechuyiv to bring those karbonis. So what the Kehanim are mechuyiv to do is to do the avoida tmidis shemechol yom v'yom, to bring the avoidas hatzibur. The avoidas hayochit, they're not mechuyiv. It's broad. They're the ones who do the avoida, but they're not mechuyiv vidover. They're not mechuyiv vidover, so Yisrael could do it just as well. Mashen by carbon tomid, since the kahanim are the ones that are mechuyiv in bringing in the carbon, so only the kahanim have that mitzvah. The lechatchila is the one that's mechuyiv in the mitzvah should do it. The same way we're saying legabi heter to do malacha on Shabbos, the one who's mechuyiv is the one that has a heter. Yisraelim might be that the shechita is kosher, but they don't have a heter. So mela, they don't have a chiyuv. So if they don't have a chiyuv, they don't have a heter. That's some of the ideas of this din of the shechita of the shechita on the one hand, shechita of Zohar being kosher for all karbonis. Masha'enkin, where it's a function of the chiyuv, there the lechatchil is for the kohen to do. And on Yom Kippur, the one who's mechuyiv in the avoid is the kohen gadol. He's the only one that's kosher. It's not just the lechatchil, he's the only one that's kosher. Everybody else is a zar. So he's the one that has to do the avodah. One more point. We're talking about that the lechatchila is for a kohen to do the shechita of a carbon. What would be with a balmum? The halacha is that a balmum is not allowed to do avodah, but a balmum is no worse than a zor. Zor is also not allowed to do an avodah, but he's allowed to shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. Karbonos are kosher when they shecht by a zor. We're saying that Korban Tomid, the one who's mechuyiv to do it, are only Kehanim. Interesting is that Avada Balmum, a Kohen Balmum, has Kedushas Kohuna. For her raya, that he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he's Mechalik, the Achilois of the Kohen with all the Beis Mishma, he's one of the Kehanim insofar as the Schusim of. He's one of the Mechuyovim and he has one of the Schusim of the Kohuna. Befoil can't do Avada because of the Balmum. Next week, when his arm heals, if he becomes Ayiz Balmum, if he has cosmetic surgery, so he'll become Ayiz Balmum, so then he'll be able to do Avodah. V'meila, the din that Tomid should be hukrav by a Kohen lechetchila could be niskayim lechoyra also with a Kohen that's a Balmum. Because it's not a din of Kohen Oivid, it's a din of Kohen ha-mechuyiv. A Kohen that's a Balmum is also mechuyiv in the Hava of Korbanos. As part of the Kehanim, he's mechuyif to facilitate that the Kehanim, that the Korban should be brought. So he'd be kosher.